I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Back in 1977, at the Smithsonian National Folklife Festival here in Washington, D.C., a young harmonica player named Phil Wiggins met up with the veteran Piedmont blues guitarist John Cephas. They hit it off, and the two went on to perform together for more than 30 years.
Walking mama, walk so fine. The way she walk, make me wish she was mine. Walking mama, walking so fine. And the way she walks makes me wish she was mine.
Last March, John Cephas passed away. And since then, Phil Wiggins has been finding his musical way without his longtime partner. Phil Wiggins joins us here in Studio 4A. And accompanying him on guitar is Rick Franklin. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you
for
having us.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you.
It's still hurt?
Well, yeah. It's the mourning process is a long and interesting process. And then, I'm sure it'll be going on for quite a while.
But there was a big age difference between the two of you when you met.
Yes. I was probably about like 20, 21 when John and I met and partnered up. And John passed, he was 79, about a 24-year difference or 23, something like that.
What was that like, that working with somebody that, we're in Washington, so the word power comes to mind, but did you feel kind of an imbalance? Did you kind of have that father-son thing going on where you had to fight to be seen as an equal, that kind of thing?
Well, when I started playing with John, definitely I was, like an apprentice, really. I mean, I listened to recordings and I've seen film footage of John and I when we first met up. And really, at this point, it's surprising to me that he never shot me. in terms of like being able to play well together and being able to play and not step all over the other person, I didn't have a clue. And it's funny because as time went on and as I, matured and all and began finding my own voice, and I've gotten over the years more and more to the point where I wanted to get my own songs out there and also be treated like an equal instead of like an apprentice. And so that made for some interesting dynamics as we both got older.
Would you like to play something for us?
Love to.
What would you like to play first?
Let's see. I think we'd like to play Burn Your Bridges, which is an instrumental song that I made up years ago. John and I used to start just about every performance we did, we started with this one. And for me, it was great because I felt like I got all my hot dogging out of my system and then could sit back and play some music. One, two.
Thank you. was great. You know, it's funny. I've never been this close to a harmonica player before, and I don't know why I thought you all traveled lighter than that, but you have, what, like 16? 16
well,
or so in
I
that
have
case?
12 in here.
12 in that yes. case. Uh-huh. How did you get the pick up the harmonica? Why is this your instrument? You know, sometimes musicians get all cosmic and talk, their instrument found them, or how did that work?
Well, as a kid, my instrument found me in terms of what I could afford to buy with my paper route money, I guess. And I have two older sisters and my older brother, and then there's me, and then three younger brothers. And starting with my oldest sister, everybody in my family got piano lessons. And but when it got to be my turn, my family, they just stopped doing it. I don't know why. They just quit. No more piano lessons. It's a waste of money, whatever. So I went out and bought a harmonica. It's a great instrument. It works like a lot like your voice works, and so it's like perfect for me because it's very expressive, very directly connected to your emotions and all that. And you can make the harmonica slur, and you can make it work pretty much the same way your voice works. And so it just was a natural thing.
Cephas and Wiggins are always described or have been described as a purveyor of the Piedmont style of blues. Can you give us a little tutorial?
Sure, and I'll put Rick on the spot. But the Piedmont
as
style,
as opposed to say the Delta style,
right? Yeah. Well, the Piedmont style, of course, the Piedmont is a region, the southeast United States. And the style is pretty much defined by the guitar technique of picking out a melody line on the treble strings of the guitar and picking out an alternating bass line at the same time on the big strings with your thumb.
Mr. Franklin, Rick Franklin, can you give us a little example?
Sure. So here's the bass line. And then I'm going to play. Yes.
Oh, I love it. Can we name it after me?
Sure.
All right.
Okay, well, what are we going to call it?
Michelle's
tribute.
Okay. Well, that sounds so formal. I don't know.
Michelle's breakdown.
All right. Okay, we'll take it. If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and we are having our performance chat with harmonica player Phil Wiggins, and he's accompanied on guitar by Rick Franklin. So, any influences that we would hear in your playing?
I did listen to a lot of records. Guys from the 20s like Jazz Gillum, J. Bird Coleman. Also, all the Chicago guys, Walter Horton, Walter Jacobs, Sonny Boy Williamson. Really all of them I listened to and I stole from all of them.
Okay, you want to play something? First, we steal from all of them. Show us something where you're stealing something.
Okay. Well, this one I stole pretty much from piano. And I don't remember exactly which piano player I stole it from.
Your revenge for not being given piano lessons.
There you go. There you go. And it's called Anacostia Two-Step. One, two, one, two.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You know, I was thinking you were in your 20s when you first hooked up with John Cephason.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot have escaped your attention that there aren't a lot of 20-year-old black guys in your audiences now. Not to put a too fine a point on it. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of, how else can we say, middle-aged white folks in the audience? Which is, I mean, obviously, you know, you love your audience, but does that bother you? Does it worry you? Do you think, you know, this particular art form is so identified with the African-American experience, which isn't to say that, you know, white folks don't sing the blues, haven't been part of the blues, but it is identified with the African-American culture. And I just wonder if you think that chain is broken.
Well, I don't, because in recent years I've started meeting a lot of young African-American kids that are rediscovering it and taking interest in it. Let's see, there are several. Well, John and I, over the years, have done a lot of teaching and a lot of workshops. And in recent years, the participants in those workshops have been predominantly young white kids. But I've been noticing in recent years a lot more young black kids are coming. There are a lot more African-American people getting back into the roots of it.
Well, it's not a criticism. I mean, it's just, because obviously one of the things that people always appreciated about music is that it crosses lines.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
It crosses lines. I think that's one of the reasons why we cherish it.
Yeah.
But it's just, I guess, speaking more to whether the hip-hop generation, as it were, do you see a young you out there who's taking up
this? And it's great because it's the hip-hop energy, I think, is a continuation of the energy that started with the blues and with the, because the blues was house party music from the beginning. And it's also music that expressed, you know, feeling and expressed, you know, it was about the conditions and all. And the exact same thing is being expressed now in hip hop.
Can you bust some rhymes?
You got
any beats?
No. It'd be
it's too a very adaptable instrument.
I have two daughters. They wouldn't speak to me if they heard.
I know. First, they have to critique your outfit, and then they're like, oh, no, it'd be too embarrassing. So.
But you know, for me, I mean, I think it's great that there are people that pay attention to the cultural significance and the historical significance. My personal idea and attitude about perpetuating it is just to play it, just to be true to the roots of it, which is it's dance music, it's party music. And the way I feel is that if people come to a concert or they come to a workshop and they have a good time and they feel the energy of it, it touches them, it transports them, makes them move their feet, they're going to want more. They're going to want to do it, and it's going to continue.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
What would you like to go out on? What shall we play as we part for now?
Well, you want to do Raiden Squad Blues?
Tell me again. Ravens?
Raiden Squad Blues.
Raiden Squad.
Raiden Squad Blues.
Am I going to like this? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's good. You'll like this.
Okay. Raiden Squad Blues. Thank you so much. Harmonica player Phil Wiggins, accompanied by Rick Franklin on guitar here at Studio 4A. At our NPR studios in Washington. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
'cause the police looking at me from my head to my feet. But oh, these reds is killing me. I don't want nobody, baby, from down in Tennessee.
Blow that thing, man.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.